From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Earlier this year, two of the country's biggest meat companies, Tyson and Cargill, made a big bet on lab-grown meat when they invested in a startup called Memphis Meats. But regular animal protein, you know, red meat and poultry from actual animals, is still pretty popular. In fact, Americans are likely to eat a record amount of it this year. KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports.
Here in Kansas City, one of the newer restaurants on Main Street is called Protein House. It's where I found Alexander Minnelli. He just had a Greek bowl delivered to his table.
So it's a turkey burger with brown rice, some low-fat feta cheese, like a salad, but it's a Mediterranean salad because you can see there's olives.
Minnelli is a bodybuilder and says he came to Protein House because he eats clean food, like turkey produced without antibiotics or grass-fed beef. He and other healthy eaters are helping drive record meat consumption. The U.S. Agriculture Department estimates that each one of us, on average, will consume more than 220 pounds of beef, pork, chicken, or turkey.
We are a nation of protein eaters.
David Portolatin is an analyst with NPD Group, a global firm that tracks consumer behavior. He says 56% of consumers named protein as the top nutrient they are looking to add to their diet. Portolatin says most people are sticking to low carbs.
Yeah, there's usually some kind of fad diet. Right now, you know, there are several that people may be borrowing bits and pieces from, but ultimately what the consumer is saying, I'm going to do what works for me.
That's one side of the meat grill. On the other, there are trends cooking up meat in traditional dishes and unexpected places. David Sprinkle is a food market researcher.
There is a real celebration of meat of all types. And we've seen that with the pork craze, you know, pulled pork sandwiches, the bacon craze. We're seeing bacon, you know, in our candy bars.
The other trends are big-calorie dishes like gourmet burgers, fried chicken, and charcuterie. Another driver of all this meat eating, U.S. supplies of red meat and chicken are at record highs thanks to a grain glut, so prices at the grocery store are low. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.